expect anyone to believe this, but I am actually with the Beatles.
With the Beatles.
In London.
Yes, in London.
This is my first trip to London.
Congratulations.
Do you like it?
I certainly do. John.
Yes, Bernice.
John, you've written this book.
Yeah.
It's my book.
Oh, that's my first copy, but I've known it ever since.
And tell me about this, please, John, because it says in his own right, and this means quite something.
Oh, God, he writes it himself, wrote it, he's very ignorant. It's coming out in Australia soon, so get your copies or place your orders. That's all I've got. It's meant to be funny, you see, and it's sort of, some people say it's funny, some people say it's rubbish, but... Place your orders
it's
anyway.
Funny rubbish.
Very good. That's George speaking.
This is George speaking.
It's George.
This is my first trip to London.
that's rude.
Well, tell me your impressions of London, George.
Yeah, well, it's very nice, you know. I thought there'd be more. Yeah, it's not as hot as Sydney, but Dave was pretty cool, wasn't he?
Yeah, Arthur's very hot, I believe.
Yes.
Oh, Ringo, I've just realised.
Yes,
I've got to show you something.
It's marvellous. I was looking at her actually.
Yeah. I'm showing Ringo, yes.
Chewing gum.
What does it mean?
It's a dragon.
Oh, there it is now, yes.
Where?
There. Can't you see it, Georgie?
They're looking at the ring on Bernice's hand at the moment. It's a sort of green dragon on a gold thing.
Like a dragon.
On her left hand, the second finger from the little one. Have you got the picture?
What
Copper?
Call him charms,
dragon, that's not a
dragon.
The charms, you know, around your neck.
Around my neck.
That's called a sweater.
What do you call them?
I call them, you know,
charms.
Eric.
Arthur. Bernice.
Let's get on with the interview, then.
I'll tell you something. I haven't got any charms around my neck, but Ringo's trying to get something placed somewhere. Now, what is it, Ringo?
I don't know what they're called, the little green idols you wear.
The little yellow idols, I know from Kathmandu.
I give up.
I don't. I'm having a ball. Now, tell me something. How do you people manage to live? You cannot walk anywhere without people trying to tear you apart.
Well, it's like this, Bernice.
It's George speaking.
You're up in an
aeroplane, you're up in an aeroplane. You're up in an aeroplane, you're up in an aeroplane. You're up in an aeroplane.
And that's how, yeah. I mean, otherwise we could never carry on.
No, we could never walk down the street before. We could never walk down the street before. We could never walk down the street before. Down the street, down the street, we follow. Don't we put off, we're only joking, Cobbers. It is right.
Oh, you're with it now.
Cobbers, hey, hello, Cobber. That's all I can say, don't be looking at me.
You've written everything.
Written everything? Pardon?
The thing that I've loved about the interviews I've had with you two is the way you have sent everybody sky high. Yes.
Well, we don't have much notice of Ringo.
Well, Paul isn't here at the moment, but Paul said hi on his way. Well, he didn't say hi. What did he say? He said,
hello.
Ringo, you're being beautifully talkative tonight. Someone told me you'd only say yep and nope.
Well, I'm learning, you see. They're telling me, Joanne's teaching me more words.
Say the bits.
There you go, hiding behind a smokescreen of bourgeois cliches. I don't go messing about your tape recorder, do I?
I'm not talking, aren't I? Don't stop me now.
What's this boy move?
Time me kangaroo dance for. Time me kangaroo dance. Time me kangaroo dance for. Time me kangaroo down.
Copper. Have you told them about Rolf Harris is going standing for Parliament here?
No, Rolf Harris,
your mate from Australia, is standing for Parliament over here, and we hope he gets in.
Yes, he's a nice lad. We were on a show to visit.
Do you know Rolf? You must know Rolf.
I've met Rolf.
Well, there you go. I'm only lying, of course, but it's a nice way to get Rolf in the story, you know.
Now, what's Rolf ever done to deserve this?
No, he's a great bally pole ball buddy of ours. I know what that means.
He was on our Christmas show, too.
At Christmas, you know.
Yes.
Do you always do Christmas shows at Christmas?
Well, no.
I keep them seasonal.
No. I mean, last year we did an Easter show at Christmas.
But it didn't go down, people.
You know, they just didn't get the hot cross buns instead of the snow.
But apart from that, we're quite normal. Well, Bernice.
Tell me something, though. You've written a number, and I met the two lads who are singing it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Peter and Gorgo. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Well, that number's very old. We wrote that when we were teenage school buddies. Paul and I, that is. Paul's not here. He said hi or hello. But luckily, I'm here to tell you about it. Big Ed talking, it's John. Hand you over to George. Pinhead.
Pinhead?
Yeah, Pinhead.
Timey kangaroo dance for Timey.
George isn't writing any new numbers at the moment.
Oh, don't you believe it. Don't you believe it. In fact, don't believe it. I'm not writing any new numbers at the moment.
Oh, that was a great pick.
Well, apparently we're not getting any new numbers at the moment.
But there are 7 or 8 new numbers from a film we're making at the present time, to be serious for a moment. We've just written 7 or 8 numbers. I've forgotten whether it's 7 or 8, is it? But it's about that. And they're all new. And I don't know where on. When does our new single go out in Australia?
I don't think it should go out for a bit, just to see, John, because there's a lot of all around at the moment.
Yes, I know.
I see. Ball over Ben Gary is still going.
He needs roll over Beethoven covers. He has trouble saying his own records because he's shy.
It's number one, though.
Is it? Big Ed. George is number one. Film, I've just mentioned the film. Somebody waving a bit of paper with film on. Oh, we just mentioned that, haven't we? Didn't I just say we wrote 8 numbers for the film?
Title of it.
It's called John Lennon Mania.
No, that's, he's just trying to be funny. It's George Harrison Lunacy. They haven't got a title.
It's a call ring.
John in his own film. Laugh a bit louder, please. We can't tell if you're laughing. Unless you make a noise, it's only a radio. It's not TV. Sitting there grinning.
Come on now. How many?
Are you from the BBC?
The ABC is a bit.
It isn't actually.
It's chewing gum.
No. Well, it could be. It could be an alphabet, or it could be set of blocks, depending on which country you came from.
If you come over to our country, you'll find it's the government station.
Governor station.
The governor station, man.
But we have a heck of a lot of commercial stations.
Yeah, that's a good thing. They've just got a new one in Britain on a boat hanging outside the we can't even get it on the radio. It's meant to be the new commercial station. Can't find
it. It's so commercial, isn't it?
It's on there.
We've missed it.
1-9-1-9-9.
I can't find it.
Tell me something. Did you sort your differences out with all the kids who wanted to get in on the film and some were getting paid?
Actually, that was nothing to do with us.
No, that wasn't us.
They had a big strike, but we didn't even notice.
No, we didn't.
Which shows that the people who went on strike weren't really needed, were they, eh? I mean, we didn't miss them. We carried on regardless.
No, but his old pressman just walks in and says, what do you think about the strike? I said, what strike? And he said, they've all been on strike, but we never saw it, you see, because...
Because we were sort of healthy workers.
Do you like a cigarette, man?
Ringo, I want to take that.
You don't smoke, you like
it. How did you guess?
Thank you, Ringo.
You can always tell how you don't smoke, and try and pick another pack for you and me. How do you like those
things? He sounds nasty, though.
No.
He doesn't, he's talking. This is what fascinates me. If you've been warned somebody doesn't talk and they talk, it's fascinating.
How foul where my mouth is at last.
Don't shoot me, Pat Dingo.
You're giving me one for
Ringo.
Ringo, thank you.
Please don't shoot me, Pat Dingo.
I like it.
Don't shoot me, Pat Dingo, Ringo. Don't shoot me, Pat Dingo, Ringo. All together now.
So much for the chorus.
Well, can all together now mean sort of...
We all join in.
Both of me together.
All of you.
With mighty heart and lungs.
And I take all of you.
We might sound as though we've had some, but we don't. No, we're just naturally bored.
Now some questions.
Well,
hello, Bernice.
Hello, Ringo.
Well, I was braised in rain-baked by an Oma Milan around 1943.
What was that?
That's 16 tons, I haven't heard it. Where are you raised in a cane, man in Milan?
But you said brazen a cane, baby. I know, it's about 1943.
Yeah. Well, it's a Liverpool
it's
song.
Well, go on, Bernice.
Phyllis, how far away from London is Liverpool? Now, come on, tell us.
12 miles, roughly.
As the
crow barks. That's one of John's, just if we don't say it.
Well, see the way they stopped and let me say, because it's one of mine.
You got them well trained.
Just in case you laughed, if you laughed and I'd said it, you see, and then John would be most annoyed because it was his gag.
See? Not that I don't like George. That's fighting.
And tell me, what's your reaction to everybody wearing beetle wigs?
Oh,
see, it's
200 miles anyway, Liverpool.
As the wind flies.
Well, I don't know about that.
Yeah, well, it's very nice. I mean,
yeah, well, you know, you've got a plane or a train or you drive up.
But if you come down any Sunday at around 3
Tuesday
p.m.
Tuesday afternoon's the best because we're definitely in there.
Thursday, yeah. Friday's the best.
That's for John.
About half past Tuesday, you catch me. Any lunchtime and midnight session, we're always there, aren't we?
Yeah, so if you want to come down there,
of
you...
Don't forget, pop in.
We're always there.
Any day.
Brad's the name.
Especially Tuesday, that's...
Brad's the fame. Brad's for looking now. Brad's for Hito. Brad's for me. And you, Cobber.
Well, if any of you people believe this...
They'll never believe.
They won't. I know that, Ringo.
Do you know
Ringo was an Aborigine?
Yeah, tell me about
we found him. He was a bald Aborigine. And he was cycling...
we made.
Yeah, he was cycling around the Eclipse of Wales, wasn't he?
Oh, he
with
was.
A bone through his tooth. And we saw him sort of passing percussive... persuasions through
there
the bongos.
So
we found him there and he fitted into the group, you see. But since then we've cleaned him up a bit and growed his hair
You're
mighty
not
changed
the basic rugged concept of my personality, are you?
It's Ringo's personality!
No, that's another. We're doing lines from the film, you see.
You
see what a boring film that's going to be. All that rubbish, you see.
At the moment, we're flicking our ash on Brian Epstein's carpet.
That's our manager. We don't care.
At the moment, we bought it.
Hey, tell me, kids, have they written a script for you?
Brian, no. Alan Owen wrote the script.
Alan Owen, a fellow that writes plays about Liverpool and Ireland and that.
He writes many plays and musicals.
The letters lose a bit. No, we change a lot.
They've
got a basic thing.
Did you hear that, listeners?
He's always got a joke on.
He writes many plagues and music halls.
Oh, that's an English joke.
It is.
We run out of tape.
No, keep going. How long is this show on?
Forever.
Oh, we just ran over 2 hours.
There's another actor. Actress.
Pardon?
It's somebody knocking at the door saying, are we in the middle of, as if you can't see the tape. No, it's all right. The cars come. Well, Cobbers. We'd just like to say all together that time we kangaroo dance sport. Time we kangaroo dance Bernice. Time we kangaroo dance sport. Time we kangaroo dance
cover.
Goodbye, see you soon.
Yeah, thanks a lot for coming in. And don't forget, any Tuesday.
And we'll see you all. We're coming there in 19th of June, I think.
The 12th I read today.
Oh, well, it might be the 12th or it might
we get it mixed up, but it's in the...
It's sometime at the end of June and we're coming out, so I hope you all come and see us.
Yeah, buy the book, remember that. You mightn't like it, but...
And thanks for buying all our records and making them all big hits, and thank you.
Yes, thank you. Yes, thank you, thank you.
Oh, and in fact, here it is. We'll be... If you live in Adelaide, we'll be playing there on June the 12th or the 13th. Melbourne the 15th, 16th, 17th.
Melbourne.
Okay, well, don't put in.
Don't
put
in. In the mic.
Okay.
Don't be hiding behind a boy.
Anyway, we're going to Sydney, flying to Auckland, Christchurch, Benoit, either playing at Christchurch or Dunedin, I think. Wellington again, fly to Brisbane.
Brisbane. Who's got the ball?
In fact, I think we're going to New Zealand as well.
That's not in Australia, though.
No, but it's sort of just off the... When I took in geography, it was just sort of things that were... Reefers. Yeah, they've got reefers all off the west coast, haven't they? Now, off the pun.
Yeah, I remember, wasn't it all sort of Russia hanging over the top of Australia?
No, that's...
Oh, we missed that. Oh, what's that?
That's Singapore.
Okay, if you like. Time me kangaroo down, boy. Time me kangaroo.
Oh, we better go now.
Happy Christmas!
That was last year.